Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this live Thursday edition, the 12th day of December 2013. Former Congressman and Omnibudsman of the Worldwide Liberty Movement, Dr. Ron Paul, will be joining us coming up at the start of the third hour. But other than that, we're going to have open phones, and we're going to cover a lot of news. And believe me, there is a ton of it. This Obamacare thing is just getting crazier by the minute, where they are canceling charity ads for good messages on MSNBC, on channels like ESPN, but then running Obamacare ads, telling people to go sign up at the site when Consumer Reports and others are saying do not go sign up there. And it's all the hoax that it exists. It's designed to be a fraud. And there have been huge new developments on this front we're going to cover after the break. Also, the health director who approved Obama's birth certificate has died in a plane crash. You heard me right on that. The health director who approved Obama's birth certificate dies in a plane crash. And that's the lady that approved it and released it. And, of course, you know it was obviously a fake on purpose. Just like the website's meant to be a complete fake and not work and be a total fraud. And then you have all these people that think they signed up, months later found out they didn't. People that mailed in the paper enrollments learn they haven't signed up. They selectively will take a few people on the news and take them and show them enrolled. It's like, well, somebody won the lottery. Somebody, I promise, saw a leprechaun one time. You know, in Ireland, they walked over a hill. It was a rainbow. There was a Lucky Charms guy with a bucket of gold there dancing around happily in the mist. Maybe unicorns exist. Maybe Lucky Charms is real. Who knows? Who knows? Maybe chupacabras are real. Maybe Obamacare is a good deal. Of course, now the architects of it admit it was just meant to bankrupt the system and bring in a single payer. And good old helpful Colin Powell, same guy that told us about anthrax trucks, of course was lying on purpose. He says it's a great idea and gave an anecdotal story. So you can see Boehner and Powell and Rove and the Republican leadership, the old blue blood globalist, they're ramming through the total takeover system and making sure that the real Tea Party is unable to try to save the country. And anyone that exposes that the United States is turning into a communist dictatorship run by offshore interests that are extracting our wealth, corporate outside interest, financed the Bolshevik takeover, and for 70-plus years extracted the wealth working with the high-level communist party heads. That's all on record now in congressional testimony, best-selling books. It's all come out. Putin talks about it. I mean, it is an open secret. And now they're moving that model here, where they shut everything down, and only multinational combines are allowed to operate. And it is an emergency situation on every single front. So we're going to be breaking all that down. Also, DPS officer resigns after found to be an illegal immigrant. That's in Arizona. I actually saw ads in Arizona and New Mexico we covered a few years ago where they actually want to hire illegals as sheriff's deputies and have been doing so. You know, illegals get higher state tuition in most states than even U.S. citizens do if you're not from that state. I mean, I would get more benefits if I was an illegal alien. And again, I'm not even demonizing these poor illegal aliens. They're just being brought in and given preferential treatment so they'll work for lower wages to supplement their wages to then destroy the middle class. Just like Obamacare makes everybody go to part-time, basically. It's all the same deal.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation. We are here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Then we return with the InfoWars Nightly News, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time. Congressman, former Congressman Dr. Ron Paul will be joining us with a lot of key intel on the economy, on Obama becoming a dictator at the start of the third hour, 2 hours from now, roughly, a little less than 2 hours from now. We'll have open phones. In the meantime, I want to give first-time callers a chance to call in first. Then in the second hour, I'll have a free-for-all, but on any of the news. I love the wild card aspect of it. On any topic you want to raise, on any news item you want to bring up, on any question you've got, agree with me, disagree with me, wide open phones, first-time callers, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Now, here is just some of the news that is up on InfoWars.com right now. Anti-Christian group forces Air Force to remove nativity scene. And that happened, of course, yesterday. But Kurt Nemo's got an article breaking it down with a deeper analysis on the persecution of Christians. But everything else is allowed. Also, Obama nominates Israeli Bankster as Federal Reserve Vice Chair. You know, I think that's an issue. We got two articles by Nemo right there because we should obviously have people that are Americans first and foremost, even if the Federal Reserve is a private entity running government policy. Also, Homeland Security employee who called for mass murder of whites finally has been fired. Also, America Dream, rest in peace. Two-thirds of all Americans think the American Dream has died. And a lot of them think capitalism did it when it's the opposite. It's been rigged markets, the opposite of free market, that have done this. Damage control. We're going to get into the article with the – well, we're going to break that down when we actually get into that at that time. Also, we're going to get into Obama shipping in China produced poultry. Why not? They already get our fluoride. Most of the fluoride they put in our water comes from China with hundreds of other chemicals and toxins and heavy metals added to it. Why not? The sky's the limit. And also another story, a handful of constitutionally minded people within the Pentagon stopped the Syrian war. And that is a very important article because it breaks down the fact that that's been confirmed, but not many people are aware of it. There's actually good people in the Pentagon that put the brakes on that thanks to public support as well. That's just some of the news up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Let's go over some of the Obamacare news. Let's just go over these headlines. Obamacare, one of the greatest achievements in the nation's history. That's Representative Jan, how do you pronounce that, Schakowsky? And CNS News reports, never mind that naysayers, this representative from Illinois introduced positive reviews of Obamacare into the congressional record at Wednesday's congressional hearing. Then she addressed Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius personally. She said, I just want to say to you, Madam Secretary, I am absolutely confident that the role that you played in bringing affordable health care to millions, tens of millions of Americans, will go down in history as one of the greatest achievements of our country throughout the entire history. And I want to thank you for that. And I actually agree that this is one of the greatest achievements of absolute open manifest fraud. I absolutely agree with that. Because it is such a huge fraud. And it makes P.T. Barnum look like an honest person. It makes Pinocchio's nose look short. It's just unspeakable levels of fraud stacked on top of fraud. That's just one of the articles. Here, let's move on to the next one over here. Issa, the congressman, charges Sebelius with criminal obstruction in Obamacare investigation. That is like charging the sun with coming up in the morning. Manifest lying, manifest fraud, designed to bankrupt the economy. This is a globalist, communist-run operation to blow out our engine, our financial engine, and collapse the country. And when you look at Sebelius, you realize she knows exactly what she's doing. They are carrying out the destruction of this country to build their authoritarian utopia on its ashes. And they're doing a great job. Again, White House works to attract younger health plan users. That means young, dumb morons that they can feed into a meat grinder, just like they do for the military. Sebelius says social media celebrities will help get the message out. They'll make it trendy to be ripped off. And they've actually been hiring Hollywood stars, music stars, to tell people to basically stick their hand in a garbage disposal. And if you put it out on MTV or in the culture, even intelligent people I found just get mesmerized by it and by the glitz and by fame and just think it must be good because the Hollywood people are saying that. I'm going to get to that here in a moment. In fact, here it is. Sexiest man alive brought in to boost Obamacare enrollment. That's right. Drudge Report has a photo of the individual who they say is the sexiest man alive. I can't really comment. He looks pretty stupid to me, sticking his tongue out. And it's kind of like a twerp, but what do I know? And this guy's name is Adam Levine or Levine. I have no idea. I don't even know who Adam Levine is. I'll show you. The singer of Maroon 5. I do know about how the world actually works. Of course, what people are supposed to do is obsess all day over the celebrities and how to look trendy. And then, to a certain extent, women then think if they find a trendy man, that will make them successful. But the whole trendiness is actually there to show a few examples that are successful by being trendy. But then everyone else just basically buys into that so that you're unsuccessful. And it's all a paradigm to keep you out of the real world, out of discovering the real world, and to keep you in the matrix. So there you go. The Obama administration is bringing in the sexiest man alive to help boost Obamacare enrollment numbers. Well, you know, they say the greatest advertisement ever was Bill Hicks. It's just a sexy woman, you know, showing you a can of beer or a can of Coke. That's the woman. Look at the beer commercials. It'll show a bunch of beautiful women on the beach running around, just having the best time of their lives, and they're drinking a cold beer. And the guy's got a cold beer. Doesn't matter. He's got a body by Budweiser, a giant porcine pot belly, bigger than a hippopotamus's. It doesn't matter because he's got the beer. Of course, the women actually aren't really attracted to him, and he's all alone drinking the beer. That doesn't matter. He still just thinks if he drinks more beer that the 15 Swedish bikini team models will rappel down on ropes from helicopters. And if you buy into the whole rap culture, the whole deal, you're going to be successful. Why? All of you are going to be in the NFL. All of you are going to be in the NBA. All of you are going to be the top golfers. All of you are going to be stars, ladies and gentlemen. When you already can look up at the stars at night and you are a star made by the creator of the universe with all this incredible adventure going on around you, people look down at the dirt and obsess over celebrity. And I know a lot of celebrities. Some of them are really interesting, really smart, really neat people. It's fun to know them. You can admire the music they play. You can, but when you get into the whole culture being that and not the bedrock of liberty, then your society degenerates. So that's a historical cycle. But it's okay. Obama has the sexiest man alive, they say, to help push it. And the goal that he's going to have pushing it is 100 million internet contacts. And that's put out by the White House. Yeah, they want your data when you go over and over again trying to get your free health care. They want your data. They want to track and know who doesn't have health care so they can grab your paycheck, garnish your wages, grab your tax refund, and grab your bank account. And that's now been admitted. And it's kind of like a soda machine where you put in your dollar and then it doesn't give you a drink, but you're really thirsty, so you keep sticking dollars in. By the third or fourth try, not getting the bottled water, the Gatorade, the Coca-Cola out, have you figured out that it's broken or it's a scam? No. If you have the sexiest man alive or the NFL promoting Obamacare, and you've got a bunch of bombshell beauties promoting it, then it must be okay. So it doesn't matter. It's all a fraud by design to bankrupt the country. Just have Hollywood promote it. And they admit they're targeting young people. They think you're dumb. You haven't been figured out. It's a screw job yet. This is so predatory. They even admit they're targeting you in a criminal operation, and they think you're so broke back that they can get away with anything. People ask, what's the limit? The sky. The sky is the limit, because these trendies will never admit Obama conned them. Ever. Their identity is in it. And so it isn't even Obama who's running things, but his idea, his front, his figurehead is the universal projection of the deception. Oh, HHS awards another $58 million for Obamacare navigators to known criminal groups, the Weekly Standard reports. Isn't that nice to go out and literally get all your personal data, basically threatening you at your door? So that's just some of the news on that front. And taxpayers shell out $14,000 per Obamacare enrollee for the cost of each enrollee that's actually been able to sign up for it. Obamacare raised the cost of your kids' braces and When we come back, it gets better. Obamacare advertises on ESPN with taxpayer money, but ESPN drops Christmas ad for referring to God and Jesus. And the lady that brought out the fake birth certificate, she's dead. Plane crash.
Alex Jones here, and I want to tell you about a longtime friend of the show, My Patriot Supply. As you might remember, this is the company that stood up to the DHS and exposed FEMA's secret plan to begin hoarding emergency survival food. It has always been my belief that it's key to stand behind companies who share the same values as their fellow patriots. My Patriot Supply brings us their exclusive Patriot Pantry brand, along with many other fine preparedness products. I personally store and use their high-quality products. It tastes great, and it's easy to store for up to 25 years. For a limited time, you can save $50 instantly on a 4-week supply of food, along with other special offers. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. With the New World Order making rapid advances on every front, it is essential to prepare with My Patriot Supply today.
Protecting your home with a security system is a must. But when it comes to protecting your family, your home, and belongings, there's no need to sign a long-term contract. Listen, there is some real scum in the alarm business cashing in by locking you into long, punishing contracts. Not with Simply Safe Home Security. They're the good guys. You can trust Simply Safe to protect your family. Simply Safe was created by a Harvard Business School engineer, and it's revolutionary. You'll get 24-hour protection for just $14.99 a month. There are no hidden fees and no contracts. You'll save thousands. Plus, you're protected by their 100% money-back guarantee. Protect yourself against home invasions and break-ins. Order your Simply Safe system now and receive a wireless keychain remote, a $25 gift, free. So don't waste your time dealing with scum. Visit GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com.
According to the FBI, close to 400,000 burglaries take place in the United States between November and December each year. Seems burglars shop for the holidays too, for easy targets. Here are a few things that you can do to lower the risk of a break-in. Lock doors and windows. Don't have newspapers and mail accumulate in front of your house. Don't announce your travel plans on social media. And plug in fake TV. Burglars love the dark. Fake TV is a bit like a light on a timer, but more convincing. Plugs into any outlet and simulates the colors and movement of a real TV. Burglars will see light and movement and likely move on to easier targets. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. So before you leave your house looking like an empty, easy target, order Fake TV today. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
You've spent precious time and money preparing for emergencies. Your generator is good to go. You have plenty of extra fuel stored, but you're never truly ready without PRI fuel stabilizers. More than half of generator failures occur because the fuel has gone bad. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh and keep you ready for any disaster. That's why the pros rely on it and why you need it. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com for the dealer nearest you. That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and TraumaMax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. TraumaMax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
For those of us that by the grace of God are not in a trance, doesn't mean we're not influenceable, doesn't mean we don't make mistakes, doesn't mean we're perfect. But for those of us that are actually conscious and awake, it's comical, it's painful, it's disgusting, it's nauseating, it's infuriating, it's mind-boggling to watch people conned by the hype-driven system. And look, I don't blame people. I remember when I was a child, My dad taking me to movies like The Running Man and stuff when I was like 12 years old, and thinking Arnold Schwarzenegger was just the most manly, awesome, cool guy in the world. And that is a good movie. Great Stephen King screenplay and book, short story. Now that I know who Arnold Schwarzenegger really is as an adult, he's a horrible, abusive monster. And it's the same thing. But now, because I've actually had a chance to get to know a lot of celebrities, I know most of them are vapid, empty, unhappy people, themselves obsessed with other celebrities, just like a child. But then many of them actually know it's all a big fraud and a prison, and they want to change their name and get out of it, or fake their death. And the reason I talk about this so much is that it is celebrity, the celebrity of Obama, the celebrity of Obamacare and who's pushing it, the celebrity of Oprah Winfrey, to sell a lie. When Oprah Winfrey probably has about 170 IQ, she's a genius of manipulation and deception. She's part of eugenics secret meetings that have leaked, confirmed. She's part of running bizarre cult takeovers of Africa and churches that she uses as fronts. I mean, she's one of the only people they let into meetings where there's only 10 top globalists. They let Oprah Winfrey in. Just to give you an idea. And this is a woman selling racialist, race-pimping division and trying to sell her people out and trying to depopulate Africa. I mean, that's why she's been brought up to that level. She's very intelligent, but she's very evil. And she sits there and fake cries, just like Obama and everybody else, to her audience of people she's abusing. And that makes me not even hate her. It makes me realize this is El Diablo. You get really smart, talented people who choose to be parasites so she can be worth, you know, $10 billion or whatever it is. It's disgusting. It's truly sick how she sits there and beams that she's a real person and really cares about people. But when you actually study her, she's a cold-blooded operator. Just like Obama. These people, you turn your back on them, they will stick it in. They will stick a knife right between your political, cultural, and spiritual ribs, right into your heart. And it's just, once you know this, the trance is broken, the haze is broken, and you realize, my gosh, these people are literally abusing me. I think everybody should go see the film, The Face in the Crowd. I want to get that clip at the end. Or maybe do a movie review for the Nightly News, showing the progression of the film, reviewing it, and then showing the end scene. Where the Oprah Winfrey-type character, but he's a white guy, played by Andy Griffith, and he doesn't know he's live on air still, talking about what idiots his viewers are. And I remember seeing that as a kid on television one night when my dad was out of town, me and my mom watched it. I'll never forget, I was probably about 8 years old. And I thought, nobody'd actually really be like that. And now I realize with these globalist folks, that's the norm, not the exception. They don't get off on building good products, writing good books, having good culture, teaching people things, building people up. I mean, I enjoy teaching people things. I enjoy helping other talk show hosts that aren't as successful as I am, who are good people. I enjoy trying to lift up other news organizations. I enjoy seeing people do well. I think it's neat when somebody is worth billions of dollars on their own initiative and they bring something to humanity. I admire the Swiss. You could have $1 billion, and they don't just want $1 billion brought to Switzerland. If you've got a patent on something for construction or something for electronics, and you'll just come to Switzerland that because you've invented something and you've done something, you don't have to even bring money, then they'll have you into the country. I mean, that's the type of culture. I was thinking about that last night. That's the type of culture I want to live in, not where you come here and we give you free welfare so you'll vote to enslave those of us that produce. And that's really what this comes down to. I mean, what do you bring to the table? What do you contribute to society to make it a richer society? I like to see culture rise. I just admire beauty. I don't get mad at some guy when he's got a girlfriend looks like Marilyn Monroe. I admire them. And just think, man, they must really love each other. But most guys I know get violently angry. So I guess I'm just a weirdo. We're going to come back and get into the Obamacare death. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, going to go to your phone calls here in just a few minutes, and we'll continue with news in the next hour. But health director who approved Obama's birth certificate dies in a plane crash. And this is out of U.S. News and World Report. It's also in NBC News reporting on it. The health director who approved the release of President Obama's birth certificate has died in a plane crash, Hawaiian officials said last night. Or I guess this morning, actually, because it's Thursday right now, the 12th day of December 2013. Loretta Fuddy, I guess you'd pronounce it, died after the Cessna Grand Caravan aircraft she was traveling on went down shortly after leaving the airport around 3:15 p.m. on Wednesday. So this news just came out. The other 8 people on board were rescued. So who knows if it was foul play, but there was no indication as why the plane had crashed. But I had said at the time, you can pull these videos up right when they released the birth certificate a few years ago. It was clearly fake. I'm not saying she put out a fake, but someone may have made a fake inside the records and given it to her to release. That whoever was involved in this or whoever might blow the whistle inside later would be having a plane crash or getting mugged and falling down and hitting their head. So it's very, very suspicious. But, of course, there won't be any investigation of that. Also, speaking of government-run health care, NHS never events revealed. That's never, never events that they want to happen. That's the National Health Service in England. Surgeons carried out heart surgery on wrong patient, wrong toe removed, and wrong foot operated on. And it just goes over 148 never events, medical mistakes that according to the guidelines should never happen at NHS Trust between April and September this year. And it just goes into the nightmare scenarios that we're going to be living under here more and more. And again, I'm not saying that our current healthcare system is good. What I'm saying is that it's government and corporate takeover of the healthcare system that's made it so expensive and so fraudulent. That's what the history shows. And now they're going to wreck it even worse to bring in total single payer that micromanages every facet of our lives with social control, because we're now all communally tied to socialist healthcare, but with the profits offshored in a fascist pipeline. So the very worst system that they could come up with, purely criminal, exploitive private corporate tax with social engineering by private corporate eugenicists. You could not come up with something nastier than this. Now, Obamacare is now advertising, I guess, with taxpayer money on ESPN. And the big insurance companies are all lobbying to keep Obamacare in place as it is right now because they wrote it. But I love how when I criticize Obamacare, I see comments and emails saying, you must work for, you know, the insurance companies. It's like, what? No connection to the insurance companies, except I have insurance, overpriced, I never use. It just went up, by the way, a bunch. I haven't even done a story on that yet. My insurance out of Minnesota, because that's, I got it through Genesis, has only gone up really 50% or so, though I guess I'm on the low end. So thank you, Obamacare. I won't get kicked off, and I won't have my premiums raised, and no one else will, and it'll lower to the price of a phone or cable bill. But here it is, Obamacare advertises on ESPN. Last night, the 30-second advertisement ran to encourage folks to sign up at Health Insurance Marketplace, otherwise known as Obamacare. Now, for the first time, you can be covered with a quality health plan from a new Health Insurance Marketplace, part of the health care law, says the Mail announcer. Absolute total fraud, and it ran on ESPN. Perfect audience of sports morons. Men who don't want to spend time with their family. Men who don't want to spend time learning how the world really works. They want to go home at 6, 7 o'clock at night and watch 5 hours of sports. And men all acting manly, sitting around desk, talking about this quarterback or this running back or this golf player. I mean, it'd be one thing if you watch golf on Saturday or Sunday. It'd be one thing if you went to a football game, you know, once a month, or went to your kid's little league. I'm all for athletics if you're in it. I love it. But, I mean, it's just such a sick sign of the Roman decline that we've become. So let's play the ad that's allowed to air. Then we've got a clip of Fox News reporting on the very same ESPN drops Christmas ad, because Christmas is offensive. The word Christmas is not allowed, but we will run an ad by a criminal government run by foreign banks and insurance companies to have people go sign up so they can be sent tax bills for not having Obamacare because they're not allowed to sign up for Obamacare. I mean, that is beyond a bizarro world, futuristic novel by Heinlein or somebody like that. I mean, this is just, if you wrote satire like this 30 years ago, no one would believe it. They would say it's too fantastical, absurdist, surrealist. And now I feel like I'm in a living inside a cuckoo bird clock or something with the general public, because I hear people that, you know, at the store or wherever or at the bank talking, and they're like, I like Obama, or I think the health care is going to be fine. They're going to fix it. And I see the comments online and everything. And sure, it's maybe 30% of the public that's still literally living in a false reality. But it's still just insane, because it doesn't matter if Congress has a 6% approval rating. The system just set the precedent that this is what they're going to do. So I'm trying to figure out, how do they top this? Well, they're going to take the public and private pension funds to protect them, just like the models they've done in other countries hundreds of times in different counties, cities, and regions around the world, thousands of times. It's how they've done it in California and other areas, how they're doing it in Michigan, and it will come everywhere when they're done because it's designed to bankrupt us. No matter what we do, they've signed us on to systems that are unsustainable. They'll first have a deal and take 20% of the pension funds, public and private, here or there, to protect them. And then 2 years later, oh, it's insolvent again. We got to take another 30. And they're like, oh, a couple years later, you know what? We're going to take 80% of what's left. That's what's happening in Detroit right now. Or you're going to get nothing. And the average sheeple that are totally cowardly, totally scared, and most of them government workers that have been parasiting off people and running everybody out of the area anyways, in California or Michigan, they're going to say, okay, I'll take my 20%. And then down the road, they're going to take half of that or 80% until you end up with nothing. And listen, you're not going to get Social Security within the next 5-10 years. It's the same thing worldwide. They're going to take your Social Security one bite at a time. They're going to take the stock market when the dollar devalues. It's all pumped up. And I'm not saying this to scare you, folks. It's only going to get worse the longer you beg to be hurt by the New World Order. The longer you're gullible, the longer you go, well, my favorite music star says, In ads, I should sign up for Obamacare. So it's so trendy, I feel like I'm buying into it and I'm his friend or I'm her friend. You know, if Kanye West, Joseph Bieber, what's that idiot kid's name? Justin Bieber, Jobbler, whatever his name is. If they say it, you do it. Excuse me. Let's go ahead because I want to go to your phone calls and get to Obamacare advertises on ESPN. But Christians, you see the door? You're offensive, Christians. Your nativity scene, anti-Christian group forces, Air Force remove nativity scene. What you're doing is offensive. You're offensive to us. Your existence is bigoted. The name father and mother in government documents all over the country is being removed because it's offensive to be a father or a mother. It's offensive if you're a man and you like women. It's offensive if you're a woman and you like men. It's offensive if you like health and justice and family. It's offensive. You're being alive is offensive to the New World Order. So let's go ahead and go to the not offensive con artist ad. Literally to suck people in to be mugged by the Obamacare fraud machine and his army of criminal navigators that we predicted with Kit Daniels 4 months ago, 2 months before this latest pile of you-know-what dropped into the thunder mug. That's what my great-grandfather called a toilet, a thunder mug. I tell you, the American people, Obama sees the American people as a giant thunder mug. And I'm telling you, if they had a trendy, tell people that it was chocolate raining on us, they'd run out. You could tell a trendy and have Obama say, that stuff you see out in the grass at the park, that's chocolate. And I'm telling you, the average Obama supporter, I'm not even joking, would get down on the ground and start eating it. I'm telling you, folks, if they had Kanye West, get out there and say, get on the ground and eat dog crap, people would do it. And I'm not joking. The Aztecs said it was trendy to take your child up and have their heart cut out, and they did it. You think I'm joking? I'm not joking. Let's go ahead and go to the ad that's allowed on ESPN.
The best a man can get.
Now I'm covered.
Now for the first time, you can be covered with a quality health plan from the new Health Insurance Marketplace, part of the healthcare law. It's where brand name companies offer plans you can compare side by side, and it's the place to get lower monthly payments.
I'm covered.
Oh, it's lower.
So if you have an accident, get sick, or just need a checkup,
I'm covered.
We're covered. Now we're covered.
Covered BS.
Enroll now at the Health Insurance Marketplace at healthcare.gov.
Isn't that sweet? Isn't that darling that they do that for us? By the way, you're going to get lower prices through Obamacare. On average, they've doubled, set to quadruple the next 2 years. Humana plans in Texas, Mike Adams of naturalnews.com got that document. A 500 and something percent increase. We can show the document. My dad's is doubled in like three installments. Just that's how they do it to most people. It goes up 25, 50%, 30%. It's just the way they take your pension fund. I'll tell you, they never start having tanks drive around and guys in black uniforms and training to take on gun owners to fight al-Qaeda folks. That when the government starts doing that, it's like when criminals come into a bank and say, hands up. When the state starts arming against you and training against you, they're saying, you know, they're walking into a bank, hands up, folks. All right, move in the operation. But before they did that, they culturally hit you with a culture bomb to dumb you down. Chemicals, biologicals, there it is. Rate shock, Obamacare causing 539% increase in health insurance costs for Texans. And you scroll down, right there in the article, he's actually got a copy of the document there in the story. So there you go. And it actually says you have the right to contact the Texas Department of Insurance regarding this notice. And then in there it says your increase, percentage of change in 1 month, 539.60. I'm sorry. Here, now, that's not offensive. This is what's offensive. ESPN drops Christmas ad for reference to God and Jesus. There's not a dirtier word. The FCC ought to add that to the seven deadly words you're not allowed to say. Actually, they say you're allowed to say that now on broadcast TV. It's only selectively enforced against broadcast radio. In his continuing effort to expose the secular left's war on Christmas, Fox News' Bill O'Reilly reported, what a good guy over there, I'm being sarcastic, on rather disheartening story about, I mean, O'Reilly does some good work, but he also goes, there's more and more sex abuse online, and then cuts to a picture of me ranting about Obama, but doesn't say it's Obama, and then says, stop the hate on screen. It's like, but anyways, O'Reilly got this right. Each Christmas, thousands in our community send messages of hope to sick and injured children who may not be able to come home for the holidays, said SSM's Cardinal Glennon Children's Medical Center. We celebrate the birth of Jesus. That's what Christmas is, and the season of giving, bringing hope to many children, parents, and families we serve. Our patients are filled with hope as they receive a message each day from the treasure chest beneath our tree of hope. God forbid at a Catholic hospital they run an ad for helping sick kids. You're not allowed to have the Catholics run ads. The Catholics are supposed to teach abortion at their churches, according to Obamacare. Help us reveal God's healing presence this Christmas. Send your message of hope. And what they don't want is the medicine of love and God and remembering it's not about materialism. It's about helping sick children. I told my wife it's Christmas time. I said, what are we doing for charity? We're going to give money to Salvation Army. We're going to give money to some good children's hospitals. We're going to give money to some other things where you know 90%+ of it goes to what? There's only a few charities you can really even trust out there. And you know, God forbid, no. We've got to have Bill Clinton run ads for Haitian kids where he keeps more than half of it for his private jet aircraft. Again, that's the kind of charity we can run. So let's go ahead and air this dirty banned ad from ESPN. Here it is.
Back to the follow-up segment tonight, the continuing battle over Christmas and Jesus. Hospital in St. Louis wanted to take out a TV ad on ESPN that said this.
Each Christmas, thousands in our community send messages of hope to sick and injured children who may not be able to come home for the holidays. At SSM Cardinal Glennon Children's Medical Center, we celebrate the birth of Jesus and the season of giving, bringing hope to the many children, parents, and families that we serve. Our patients are filled with hope as they receive a message each day from the treasure chest beneath our tree of hope.
They made me smile.
Help us reveal God's healing presence this Christmas. Send your message of hope at glennon.org.
But ESPN said they would not run that ad because the lines celebrate the birth of Jesus and God's healing message are problematic, their word, to the network.
Yeah, and offensive. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Only in an authoritarian country, the old Soviet Union, would you see something like this. And remember what came out a few months ago? We broke it. People didn't believe it. And then the documents got released by folks at Fort Hood. And Fox News finally did pick it up. But they actually taught them that if you're part of the Tea Party or give money to an evangelical group or a part of it, we're going to court-martial you because these are terrorist groups. And under federal law, aiding a terrorist group is punishable by prison. Yeah, if you send money to the Somali pirates, That's punishable by prison, and it should be. If you give money to Al-Qaeda, that's punishable by prison, and it should be. But our government's giving money, billions, and arms to Al-Qaeda in Libya, Syria, all over the place. Egypt, that's okay. But then if soldiers want to be part of the Tea Party, mainline Americana, not perfect, but, you know, Bill of Rights, Constitution, family, Second Amendment, national sovereignty, low taxes, sounds like John F. Kennedy type stuff. If you support that, then we're going to court-martial you. It actually says court-martial you until we exposed it and others exposed it and they backed off. But it shows they're just going to keep pushing and 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 keep. I mean, this is incredible. This is the authoritarianism of these people. All right, Troy, Ryan, Tom, V, Austin, all of you, your calls are coming up. Kind of calls coming up into the next hour. I got a lot of other news we haven't gotten to yet, but it's just going to have to wait because I want to take your phone calls. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number, and we're going to come right back and go to your phone calls on this Thursday, December 12th transmission.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
As the year is coming to a close, we all pause to reflect on what's happened in the past year. We take a step back and thank God for what we have. I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans. At Diamond Gusset, we are celebrating the brush fires of liberty that are spreading across this great nation. Another thing we are celebrating is you. Without the valued listeners of Alex Jones and our loyal customers, we wouldn't be here today. We offer a wonderful online shopping experience. If you receive a pair that doesn't fit, send them back and we'll exchange them at no cost to you. So beat the Christmas shopping rush. Use promo code Alex and receive a 15% discount at DiamondLiberty.com. And paying no attention to political correctness, Diamond Gusset wants to wish you all a Merry Christmas. Thanks for believing in our dream, the original 100% American-made Diamond Gusset Jean.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com or call 800-593-6273.
Get the ultimate gift at the ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to the ultimate knife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at theultimateknife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at theultimateknife.com.
Resistant war trucks that have been used in Iraq for the battle with the American people. The Washington Post crowdsources gun violence stories for Sandy Hook anniversary. for another push to now turn Christmas into demonization of guns, even though violent crime is down using firearms. We're going to be going over all that. I'm going to go right back to your calls or to your calls here in just a moment, right into the next hour. Briefly, don't forget this Christmas, if you'd like to give the gift of awakening people with documentary films, books, liberty-based pro-Second Amendment apparel, there is a culture war going on versus individualism and freedom and those that want to push slavery. And we have the very best health-type products and supplements, the best, in my opinion, coffee in the world from northern areas of Guatemala into southern Mexico, mainly southern Mexico. In fact, this batch of coffee is from southern Mexico. Sometimes we can't get it. We'll go over into in the future, but bag it and point that out from Guatemala. And it's my favorite type of coffee. InfoWarsLife.com. We have the Survival Shield, Nason Iodine, proprietary. We have the Fluoride Shield that adds five other key compounds known to strip the poison out of the body with the Survival Shield. And then we also have the Supermel Vitality, but it probably will sell out by today. So that's all available at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com. And it also helps fund our operation in the face of the globalists. We couldn't do it without you voting with your dollars. And they are taking it down, I'm told, in about 10 minutes, the 20% off with promo code WATER20 on all the ProPure systems. This is your last chance to get 20% off on the best gravity-fed filters out there that cut out the fluoride, the glyphosates, all of it. That's InfoWarsStore.com, promo code WATER20 on the ProPure systems. And I told them to take it off, but during the break they told me they haven't taken it off. I said, wait 15 minutes and then pull it. So you got 15 minutes if you want to get 20% off. Promo code WATER. Don't procrastinate. Start filtering your water today with a true water filter, not these other filters that don't really cut anything out. This is what I use. It is high quality. InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, Troy in Missouri, first caller of the day, one of many. Thank you for calling. You're on the air.
Hey, it's Troy from St. Louis. I just want to let you know, I've been listening since 2006, mainly on WWCR at 9, but also on the podcast. You should get a St. Louis affiliate. Anyway, everything crazy that's going on that you see today, I mean, everything, I don't know if I know you're aware of it, but I don't know if I've actually heard you say that this is just a spiritual war that's going on, and everything is like a physical manifestation of the spiritual war that we're all a part of.
No, that's it. I mean, you cannot have a children's hospital charity that's Christian put an ad on and say, help us take care of sick kids. Because anything Christian is offensive. No, these people blocking us from access to the airwaves is offensive. And this is how Hitler started in Germany against groups he was going after, was banning them from advertising. First they shut you up, then they work your ass to death, then they kill you. Excuse me.
Yeah, well, yeah, and see, I have a little bit different take on it than I think maybe you or some other people might. I don't think that the Constitution is the answer because the Constitution isn't the problem. Satan is the problem. And the worst kind of lie that people tell themselves, and I see it every day, is the lie that you tell yourself. So if you're going to lie to yourself, what would stop you from lying to other people? The answer is Jesus Christ, the spirit of Jesus Christ. I mean, if people aren't going to obey God's ways, why would anyone think that people are going to obey man's laws?
No, I hear you. But if you're going to have a rule of law, it should be based on God's law out of the Bible. And that's what I believe the Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights, and Constitution is. And that's why the devil's forces attack that document perpetually. So I'm going to come back to you because I want to continue discussing this, Troy. I'm going to go to Ryan, Tom, Austin, Z, and others.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation.
Nutrition,
fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.